folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Ben Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. We say this each week. We do love hearing from all of you. Your comments, stories, ideas, get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always drop an email to bendradioshow@gmail.com. Ride along, as always, my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. First off, I may be showing my age a bit, but I did grow up in the Looney Tunes era of children's cartoons.
What are you talking about? Children's cartoons. I still watch Bugs Bunny and Looney Tunes on Saturday morning if I happen to catch it at that time.
This is true. I'm not afraid
to admit it.
This is true. I will be honest. Tigger gets up before I do Saturday mornings. I come out and there he is in his bathrobe, his fresh cup of coffee, and he's enjoying Looney Tunes.
Come on. I mean, how can you not love Bugs Bunny? Anyhow, what's going on today?
Well, what I was getting at is just as Pepe was looking for love,
Pepe Le Pew,
male skunks, they're considered promiscuous and will attempt
to
mate with multiple females during the breeding season. Gosh, there's a lot going on there.
This is going to be one of those episodes, I can tell it already.
So what I'm letting you know is that if you're seeing skunks on the end of the roads, that's because they're out there to meet and love is in the air. And yes, love stinks. I like how I did that.
Isn't it a little early for skunks, though?
No. Get this. Skunk mating season actually began in January, and it continues until the end of this month, the end of March, beginning of April. Female skunks, I dug into this, they usually have one litter each year, but male skunks, they can reproduce with more than one female during the breeding season. Go figure, right? That's according to the University of Michigan. Skunks have a gestation period of only 63 days. I was kind of surprised by that. The young are born in April or May, and the average litter contains about 6 young ones, and they can, like I said, range from 2 to 10 in a litter. Like, we need more skunks around, right?
I thought that skunks mated in the summertime.
No. They've been mating since Christmas.
These young
skunks, by the way, they remain in the nest from 6 to 7 weeks before they start accompanying their parents. But I'm bringing this up because we talked last week about checking your property, getting it tidied up for wildfire season. But I'm letting you know on this one, check where you're heading, especially if you're looking for their dens, because you may accidentally come upon a den.
Who is going to go looking for a skunk den? There is nobody that's going to go out looking for a skunk den.
I know somebody who is.
Intentionally. Who?
My mom last week caught a skunk on her porch in the live trap. She thought it was a raccoon, came out of the house, and there was a huge skunk.
So she went looking for the den?
Well, no, she put my brother in charge of that.
Oh, okay. So what was she going to do? Dynamite the thing?
What do ever boys do, okay? She put someone else in charge of that one. But just so you know, baby skunks are known as kits. They're protected by their mother, who seeks out safe, sheltered spaces to raise their young, often choosing to burrow beneath porches, like we just talked about, crawl spaces, and other structures. Den openings are usually 4 to 6 inches wide, just to give you an idea of what to look for, and may have a faint skunk odor. Now is a great time, I'm telling you, to inspect your property. Don't be like my mom, who ended up with one in her live trap on her actual porch.
You know, this episode stinks.
Just so you know, by the way, as a warning, a skunk can spray multiple times, reaching up to 15 feet.
Have you been sprayed by a skunk?
No, I have not. Have you?
No, I haven't. But was it last year with the dog that got sprayed, or was that the summer before?
The summer before, we had one out in the yard. Middle of the night, our dog went nuts. Tigger right away. He knows her bark when there's something that is a critter in the yard.
She's a border collie and doesn't bark. And when they do, that particular bark, I knew she was not happy about them.
So we ended up with the same ordeal that I think a lot of folks do is, first off, it's like, great, there's a skunk. It smells. Your windows are open this time of year. The smell is coming in your house. But then what is it? You go and you let your dog in to get it away from the skunk, and only to have her roll all over everything, your carpet and all of that. So I just wanted to share with you also that getting the skunk spray out of your dog is not easy. We tried multiple things, and what we came back down to is what we found that works. So I'm going to share with you what you do is take three parts of hydrogen peroxide, like the 3% hydrogen peroxide that you buy really cheap at the store, one part baking soda, and then a teaspoon of dish soap. When we lathered her up in that, and we that way we put
is
it in the
that,
tub.
Is that what actually worked?
Yeah, that's what we did.
Oh, I don't remember.
We scrubbed her twice. And then rinsed her really, really well. And we did follow up then with a normal pet shampoo after we're all done with that. So really, she got three baths.
Yeah, but we were
it did the job.
We were fumigating the house for a long time. Because I remember when, and I always wear a hat all the time. And one of my felt hats, remember? I'm like, this thing still stinks like skunk.
And the thing is, it wasn't the hat that smelled like skunk. We found out because, remember, a nursing friend of ours told you, Tigger, it's because that smell gets stuck up in your sinuses, and you almost have to do like a flush of your sinuses to get it out.
I apparently don't remember that part.
Yeah, you just kept walking around and asking everyone if you smelled.
That's right. I was at Clark's Bull Sale.
Yes.
And I saw Jessie, and I'm like, does my hat stink?
And she said it gets stuck up in your sinuses.
Right. Okay.
And to get that out, in case this happens to you, try some of that saline solution, and you're supposed to flush out your sinuses.
Go through that concoction one more time.
All right. If you get sprayed with a skunk, whether it's you or your dog or whatever, just make sure you're not using anything that could change color, because we're using hydrogen peroxide that can turn things white, right? So it's 3% hydrogen peroxide. Use three parts of that, one part baking soda, and a teaspoon of dish soap to wash away love stinks, aka skunk.
Hey, before we go to break, I just want to remind everybody that if you come upon a skunk that seems drunk, is how my dad always described it, a little wobbly or something like that, or maybe isn't so scared or nervous of you, just get away and make sure you get your pets away, because that skunk could have rabies.
And because skunks are known to carry rabies,
yes,
and diseases,
yep,
please be monitoring for illness the next couple of days. Also, any of your critters, whether it's cats, dogs, any of your animals that you have out
there. Cattle, too, that can get bit in the nose, because
right,
a lot of times... That's what happened to us at our place in our bullpen before we turned our breeding bulls out to pasture. There was a rabid skunk, and he was just kind of walking
drunk,
through the
walking
pen.
Around.
And those bulls were kind of sniffing on him, and he bit one of our bulls in the nose.
Yeah, okay, so take a look around at what you have for critters of your own that are your pets or your livestock, and be watching for the next couple of days just to see if there's any abnormal behavior. If you see any of it, contact your veterinarian. All right, we're going to toss it to a break, because when we come back, you're going to want to stick with us. It is rodeo time. You're listening to The Ben Show.
Wolf Cattle presents the 38th opportunity sale of 2026, Thursday, April 2nd. 300 registered limousine, Limflex, and Angus bulls, fall yearlings and spring yearlings, plus 30 registered females. Online only with live bidding through Superior Livestock and DV Auction. Sale details at wolfcattle.com, DV Auction, Superior Livestock, and Ranch Channel. Wolf Cattle, where beef is our business.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armin with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Welcome to Sire Buyer, a place where we connect cattlemen. The nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. In-depth reviews and upbeat news on your favorite sires. Sire Buyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. Be sure to sign up to receive your directory by emailing info@sirebuyer.com. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
Yeah.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck, and Jeff Tigger Earhart is my co-host. Now, on social media, many of you may have seen some of the scuttles that were around the Houston Rodeo regarding the dress code. Well, the Houston Rodeo says boots and hats are welcome, but leave the club outfits at home. A new dress code is now in effect for the future. After a flood of complaints from families and viral videos on social media, the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo has officially updated its dress code for all guests. The new rules ban clothing with obscene language or graphics, excessively torn outfits, visible undergarments, and anything that shows too much skin for a family setting. Gang-related clothing and face coverings are also not allowed unless worn for religious, cultural, or medical reasons. The rodeo's president and CEO, Chris Bowman, said it plain and simple. This is a family-friendly event. It's been that way for 94 years. He added that this year brought the most complaints about dress code that they have ever received. One TikTok video alone calling out the problem got nearly 2 million views. One commenter said it best. It's a children's event. We lost the dang plot. In the future, guests who show up in outfits that do not meet the guidelines will be stopped at the gate and given a chance to change. If they refuse, they will be escorted out with no refund.
There was a lot of scuttlebutt on this one, but personally, I agree 1,000% that it is not a club. It is not anything like that, especially something like the Houston Rodeo, which is a monster. It is there for good family entertainment, not to show off your skivvies.
Thank you. That is how I feel too. And I'm wondering if we don't end up seeing now moving forward
a trend
of other major rodeos like this, even the NFR. I mean, anything out there that might say,
don't get us started on the NFR.
We need a dress code in place because it's honestly unbelievable some of the things we see when we go to these events. And you would like to think when you go to a rodeo, you think of family, wholesomeness, bring the kids. It's somewhere that, you know what, everybody stands for the flag, puts their hand over their heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's very Americana. And I wanted to stay that way. And I think the next future generations would also like to keep that. Now, sticking with the Houston Rodeo, listen to this. So this was a pretty awesome thing that happened. Cody Johnson, he packed the Houston Rodeo with 80,203 fans, officially surpassing the longstanding attendance record held by George Strait. What started as a dream shared in a quiet interview has turned into a moment country music fans will remember for years. Not long ago, Cody Johnson spoke with deep respect about George Strait, saying, "George Strait, I love you, but I want to beat the record." It never came from ego. It came from admiration and a purpose bigger than himself. Behind the sold-out show is a quieter story. Cody Johnson made it a priority that $1 million from the event would go straight to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo Scholarship Program.
I didn't hear that part.
How awesome is that? For him, this was never just about numbers or headlines. It was about giving back to the same kind of community that raised him. You can probably still picture this kid from Texas, Cody Johnson, looking up to George Strait, dreaming of one day standing on that same stage. Now he has not only stood there, but he made history on it. And even in victory, Johnson keeps it simple. He said, "I just want to help these kids and keep this thing going. Records can be broken. Crowds will come and go. But what lasts is the impact left behind." And Cody Johnson is definitely making sure that impact means something.
Have you ever been to a Cody Johnson concert? In all of your concerts that you've been to and all of your travels?
As surprising as this is, I have not been to a Cody Johnson concert.
That would have been very cool to be in Houston at that one when he go over the top from George Strait.
That's like a mic
drop
right
there. Respect to Cody Johnson.
Yes, and that he gave back to the youth. That's the other big thing. All right, so now that we got rodeo on our mind, we mean it's rodeo time, we wanted to talk about an event that's coming up that we get excited about each and every year, and that is the 75th World Famous Mile City Buck and Horse Sale.
75 years. This is the biggin'.
This is legendary, by the way. If you have never been to a bucking horse sale, there's a reason why this one is called the world famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale.
And there's so much more that goes on than just the bucking horses at Miles City. I mean, there's horse races that actually start back on Mother's Day weekend.
And they have paramutual wagering.
Paramutual wagering. We did that, and we do that every time that we're out there. But of course, it kind of centers around the culture of the bucking horse, which is fascinating, the whole story of Miles City, how it started. But I mean, the extreme bronc riding, there is so much going on. There's events in town, and there's parades, and there's shopping, and there's vendors.
We're bringing this up so that you can put it on your calendar and you can get your tickets now, because this is happening May 14th through the 17th in Miles City, Montana.
And I'm going to bring this up too, where we talked with one of the coordinators of the Bucking Horse Sale actually just a few days ago, and they said this is such a monster this year that if you're planning, and that's why I'm assuming you're bringing this up now, is you need to get your tickets now, because they are suspecting they're going to sell out of this thing. They're suspecting the concert is going to sell out, that the reserved seatings are going to sell out. Everything is going to. So get your tickets now.
Okay, here is the schedule for the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Beginning on Thursday, May 14th, it starts with the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert. Listen up to who the headliner is. This year it is Trace Adkins with special guest Corb Lund. We love going and seeing Corb Lund, by the way. And opener Kenny Fiedler. That's going to be a terrific event.
We have tickets.
Is that your way of saying get your tickets now?
That's my way of saying get your tickets now. Come out and hang out with us.
Please. That would be so much fun.
Party in the pit.
Okay. Then Friday, May 15th, we have bucking horses. We have horse racing. The trade show, by the way, we haven't mentioned this yet. They have a terrific vendor show and more live music.
And with the horse racing, that's that paramutual wagering that we were talking about. So they open that up for... what is it, like 10 or 15 minutes prior to each race or something like that?
Don't quote us on the time.
It's a little window that you can go up and you can place your bets. It's really cool.
But if you like betting, then on Saturday, May 16th is the main event. Yes, the 75th annual world famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, something you've got to see. They kick off that morning with an awesome parade downtown Miles City. There's more horse racing. Trade show is going on, the live music.
And can I add in too that Miles City has one of the most beautiful Western museums that you have ever seen. So if you're taking in the parade or you want something else to do, you gotta check out that museum, because it has the history of the Bucking Horse Sale, but then just a lot of history of the region and cowboy culture and ranching. So definitely needs to be on your bucket list if you head to Miles City.
I am so glad you brought that up, because especially those of you that are into ranching and horses and anything that deals with tack might have not realized Miles City is home to the Miles City Saddlery. Plus, there are many other saddle shops also downtown. Just strolling the streets of downtown Miles City takes you back. It's nostalgic. It's a must do. The whole event ends on Sunday, May 17th with the PRCA Extreme Bronc Match Rodeo and more horse racing. And
don't forget the Calcutta. It's the opportunity that you can come in and you can buy one of the bronc riders. And the bronc riders, by the way, the absolute top of the top of the top in the PRCA are going to be there. So if you like really good bronc riding, this is the Fiesta Resisto.
Let's put this into perspective.
Cool.
We've watched over the last couple of years, and we expect to see these young men. They're riding again this year. The Wright brothers, Sage Newman. I mean, it is the all-stars show up for this event. So definitely mark this on your calendar. World famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. They're celebrating their 75th. It's happening in Montana. We hope to see you there. You want more details, head to our website, thebendshow.com. You know, we're going to take a short break right now, but we'll be back right after this.
The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back for the 75th anniversary Western Experience of a Lifetime. Join us May 14th through the 17th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. And don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Trace Adkins and special guests Corb Lund and Kenny Fiedler. Mark your calendars for the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com. It's the sale worth waiting for. CK Bar Ranch, Simmental, and Simangus Bulls, designed to add pounds and profit to your program, where bulls offer the best of both worlds with proven calving ease and growth to maternal strength. Join the CK Bar Ranch crew Friday, April 3rd at St. Ange Livestock in St. Ange, South Dakota. Bid and buy online at DV Auction, and videos, catalogs, and sale information available at ranchchannel.com and ckbarranch.com. Join us April 3rd in St. Ange, South Dakota for a powerful set of bulls ready to go to work for you. Jorgensen Land and Cattle, the nation's largest seed stock supplier, invites you to the ranch in Ideal, South Dakota for the 54th annual Top Cut Angus Bull Sale, powered by the Motherlode, featuring 200 registered Angus bulls backed by proven maternal strength and long-term cow herd value. All sale information at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. For 54 years, the Top Cut Sale has been the standard for practical, performance-driven Angus genetics. Jorgensen Land and Cattle at the ranch, Monday, April 20th.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and Jeff Tigger Earhart is in the co-host chair. Over the break, we did have a listener reach out wondering what was that website again to pick up tickets or more information. It is buckinghorsesale.com. Once again, we hope to see you out in Montana in Miles City. Now, here's another thing that you need to be aware of. Experts are warning of a big bug boom across the U.S. this summer. A surge in insects could be on the way across the United States this spring and summer, according to experts, and it may be noticeable just about everywhere. Entomologists with the National Pest Management Association say unusual winter weather has created the perfect conditions for bugs to survive and multiply.
Perfect.
As a result, Americans can expect pests to show up earlier than normal and larger in number.
Do you believe that some insects are drawn more to a certain type of person than others?
You're saying this because I'm laughing and you're laughing.
It's
you can't
me.
Even spit the words out.
It's me.
Yes, you absolutely attract bugs.
Ticks,
like no
skeeters,
other.
Skeeters, everything.
I'm sitting around the campfire perfectly fine and Tigger's over there dying.
I wonder if there's any scientific fact to that. If anybody knows, let us know.
Let us know, because I'm also curious about the wives' tale. If you're somebody who really loves bananas, it sounds crazy. If you are more...
What?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I've heard this before, that if you eat a lot of bananas or you really like bananas, supposedly, it could be a wives' tale, that the bugs like you better. And you love, you're like a minion. You love banana. That's you.
That's dumb.
All right, back to my news story. The science behind this is fairly straightforward. A mix of mild winter temperatures, insulating snow, and early spring warmth allowed more insects to make it through the season. Now, rising heat and moisture are helping those populations grow quickly. Jim Fredericks, a senior official with the group, says this kind of extreme, inconsistent winter can have a ripple effect, boosting pest activity while into the warmer months. Experts warn that mosquitoes, ticks, flies, ants, and even cockroaches could all be more active than usual in 2026. That includes popular travel spots like your beaches, parks, and other outdoor destinations. So the takeaway is, be prepared, stock up on that bug spray, stay alert outdoors, and take simple prevention steps so you can reduce the impact of what could happen from a very buggy season.
Have you ever had chiggers?
No, you introduced me to those, and I've yet to see one in person.
Whoa. I did not introduce you.
Well, you told me about
chiggers.
Them.
I told you about chiggers. I had those a couple times when I lived further south. That's miserable.
Tell folks what chiggers are.
Chiggers, they burrow in your skin along your, like, your waistband, where, especially around your jeans, where it's moist and it's warm, and they burrow in, and it's itchy and it's miserable.
Okay, so to get me straight again, I thought a chigger was from a plant, not a bug. A chigger's a bug?
A chigger is a bug. Man,
I thought it was horse that I rode that's name was Chigger. Oh my gosh, it's a bug?
No, it's a bug.
This whole time I thought it was like a little hitchhiker.
Well, they are kind of a little hitchhiker. I mean, you get a whole bunch of them in your waistband. It's miserable. Anyhow.
Well, good to know. By the way, about what part of the U.S. did you find chiggers at? I'm just curious.
Well, I was in Oklahoma when I got them, and they just, they just swarmed to me.
Did they leave a rash?
Well, I mean, till you get rid of them. I mean, there's red and bumpy and itchy, and it's miserable.
No, I'm sitting here like kind of crawling
you got the
in
heebie-jeebies
my seat.
Now. I don't know if it's chigger season yet, but anyhow.
Well, the other thing I'm going to bring up and has been somewhat in the news, and maybe you've seen it more over recent years, is how there's been such an uptick in Lyme disease spreading. And I'm bringing this up because Lyme disease bacteria causes human infections in the United States. We know this, and they're spread to people from the black-legged tick known as the deer tick. Now, in general, infected ticks must be attached for more than 24 hours to transmit infection. So that's why they always say strip down. Yes, maybe even have a good tick checking buddy, but it is really important to get these ticks off of you in less than 24 hours.
You know what I'm going to ask. You talked about Pepe Le Pew earlier, so I didn't know, Beck. Check you for ticks maybe later.
That was that was a good country
it's
song.
It's never worked. Yeah, if that's your way of being romantic, I've tried that with Beck for a long time, and it hasn't worked to this day.
Right now, I think everyone is wondering what has worked with Beck over all these years.
I'm wondering that same thing. If anybody has some suggestions, please call into the hotline. That number is
305-900-2363.
Or send an email to
bendradioshow@gmail.com.
Help a brother out, would you?
That's it for this week, folks. We're going to call this show wrapped. Remember, if you have any comments, stories, ideas, things you feel we need to hear about, you can call or text us anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. And with that, I want to say finally a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.